The Supreme Personality of Godhead is all good. This is taken from Chapter 88, The Deliverance of Lord Shiva. Shukadeva Goswami continued, "The demigods headed by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and including Lord Indra, Chandra, Varuna, and others, are apt to be very quickly satisfied and very quickly angered by the good and ill behavior of their devotees. But this is not so with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu." Srila Prabhupada says, "This means that every living entity within this material world, including the demigods, is conducted by the three modes of material nature, and therefore the qualities of ignorance and passion are very prominent within the material world. Those devotees who take blessings from the demigods are also infected with the material qualities, especially passion and ignorance. Lord Sri Krishna has therefore stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 'Antavattu phalang te shang tad bhavat yalpa medasam, devan deva yajo yanti madbhokta yanti mamapi.' That to take blessings from the demigods is less intelligent because when one takes benedictions from the demigods, the results of such benedictions are temporary. It is easy to get material opulence by worshipping the demigods, but the result is sometimes disastrous. As such, the benedictions derived from demigods are appreciated only by the less intelligent class of men. Persons who derive benedictions from the demigods gradually become puffed up with material opulence and neglectful of their benefactors." Shukadeva Goswami thus addressed King Parikshit, "My dear king, Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva, the principal trio of the material creation, are able to bless or curse anyone. Of this trio, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are very easily satisfied, but also very easily angered. When satisfied, they give benedictions without consideration, and when angry, they curse the devotees without consideration. But Lord Vishnu is not like that. Lord Vishnu is very considerate. Whenever a devotee wants something from Lord Vishnu first considers whether such a benediction will ultimately be good for the devotee. Lord Vishnu never bestows any benediction which will ultimately prove disastrous to the devotee. By his transcendental nature, he is always merciful. Therefore, before giving any benediction, he considers whether it will prove beneficial for the devotee. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always merciful, even when it appears that he has killed the demon, or even when he apparently becomes angry to a devotee, his actions are always auspicious. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is therefore all good. Whatever he does is good." And now we will have our final reading for this Krishna Janmashtami program. This one is taken from the final chapter of Krishna book, the summary description of Lord Krishna's pastimes. And this is entitled "The Five Excellences of Lord Krishna." Srila Prabhupada says, "Srila Shukadeva Goswami has concluded the 90th chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam by pointing out five particular excellences of Lord Krishna. The first excellence is that before Lord Krishna's appearance in the Yadu family, the river Ganges was known as the purest of all things. Even impure things could be purified simply by touching the water of the Ganges. This super excellent power of the Ganges water was due to its having emanated from the toe of Lord Vishnu. But when Lord Krishna, the Supreme Vishnu, appeared in the family of the Yadu dynasty, He traveled personally throughout the kingdom of the Yadus, and by his intimate association with the Yadu dynasty, the whole family not only became very famous, but also became more effective in purifying others than the water of the Ganges. The next excellence of Lord Krishna's appearance was that although he apparently gave protection to the devotees and annihilated the demons, both the devotees and the demons achieved the same result. Lord Krishna is the bestower of five kinds of liberation, of which Sayujya Mukti, or the liberation of becoming one with the Supreme, was given to the demons like Kamsa, whereas the gopis were given the chance to associate with him personally. The gopis kept their individuality to enjoy the company of Lord Krishna, but Kamsa was accepted into his impersonal Brahmajyoti. In other words, both the demons and the gopis were spiritually liberated. But because the demons were enemies and the gopis were friends, the demons were killed and the gopis protected. The third excellence of Lord Krishna's appearance was that the goddess of fortune, who is worshipped by demigods like Lord Brahma, Indra, and Chandra, remained always engaged in the service of the Lord, even though the Lord gave more preference to the gopis. Lakshmiji, the goddess of fortune, tried her best to be on an equal level with the gopis, but she was not successful. Nevertheless, she remained faithful to Krishna, although she generally does not remain in one place, even if worshipped by demigods like Lord Brahma. The fourth excellence of Lord Krishna's appearance concerns the glories of his name. It is stated in the Vedic literature that by chanting the different names of Lord Vishnu 1,000 times, one may be bestowed with the same benefits as by chanting the holy name of Lord Ram. And by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna only once, one receives the same benefit as by chanting the holy name of Lord Ram 3 times. In other words, of all the holy names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, including Vishnu and Rama, the holy name of Krishna is the most powerful. The Vedic literature therefore specifically stresses the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya introduced this chanting of the holy name of Krishna in this age, thus making liberation more easily obtainable than in other ages. In other words, Lord Krishna is more excellent than his other incarnations, although all of them are equally the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The fifth excellence of Lord Krishna's appearance is that he established the most excellent of all religious principles by his one statement in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja Ahang Tvang Sarva Papevyo Moksha Yishyami Ma Shuchaha. That simply by surrendering unto him, one can discharge all the principles of religious rites. In the Vedic literature, there are 20 kinds of religious principles mentioned, and each of them is described in different shastras. But Lord Krishna is so kind to the fallen conditioned souls of this age that he personally appeared and asked everyone to give up all kinds of religious rites and simply surrender unto him. It is said that this age of Kali is 3/4 devoid of religious principles. Hardly 1/4 of the principles of religion are still observed in this age. But by the mercy of Lord Krishna, not only has this void of Kali Yuga been completely filled, but the religious process has been made so easy that simply by rendering transcendental loving service unto Lord Krishna, by chanting his holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. One can achieve the highest result of religion, namely being transferred to the highest planet within the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. Considering all this, one can immediately appreciate the benefit of Lord Krishna's appearance on the earth. So that ends the readings today on Janmashtami Day here, 2011. So now, I will finish up with one last bhajan, and I'll see you tonight from Kundan Loka for our 9 o'clock to midnight broadcast, Hari Bol. So let's find a nice final bhajan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I know just the one we can do. Let's do this one. Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan Syama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kalandi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan Keshi Gat Bangshi Bhat Dwadashakanan Jahasabalila Koilo Srinandanandan Srinanda Jasoda Jaya Jaya Gopagan Sridamadi Jaya Jaya Dhenu Vatsagan Jaya Vrishabhanu Jaya Kirtidasundari Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Abhiranagari Jaya Jaya Gopishwara Vrindavanamad Jaya Jaya Krishna Sukha Patu Dvijarad Jaya Ramagata Jaya Rohini Nandan Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Basi Jata Jan Jaya Dvija Patni Jaya Naga Kanya Gan Bhakti Te Jahara Pailo Govinda Charan Sri Rasa Mandala Jaya Jaya Radha Shyam Jaya Jaya Rasa Leela Sarva Manoram Jaya Jaya Ujwala Rasa Sarva Rasa Sar Parakiya Bhave Jaha Prajete Prachar Sri Janava Pada Padma Koriya Smaran Dina Krishna Dasa Kohe Nama Sankirtan Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan Sri Govinda,